It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Verrett.
And I'm Lee Rayburn, and for Kate Archer Kent. As Vice President Kamala Harris works to become the Democratic nominee after President Joe Biden ended his campaign, one of the VP's first stops was in Wisconsin.
As many of you know, our state campaign headquarters are in this city. Yes, and that there is a reason for that. The path to the White House goes through Wisconsin.
That's Kamala Harris speaking in West Allis on Tuesday. It was her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year.
Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan joins us now for a look at the change at the top of his party's ticket. He represents the state's second district, including Madison and parts of South Central Wisconsin. Representative Pocan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. President Biden made this announcement on Sunday. He's out of the race. 2 days before that, you had called on Biden to end his reelection campaign. You had supported him staying in the race before that, appeared with him on stage. What made you change your mind?
Yeah, no, I think, unfortunately, perception was becoming reality. There was a perception from the debate that people didn't like either candidate. And I heard it hundreds of times over the few weeks that ensued. And it was very clear that, unfortunately, that perception wasn't changing. The good news is Kamala Harris has completely changed that perception. And now with her on the ticket, we're seeing a renewed interest and energy that hadn't existed. And, you know, looking at Milwaukee in 24 hours, 3,000 people, that's what we need to win in Wisconsin and win across the country. And I think Kamala Harris is going to be able to deliver that.
You joined a long list of elected Democrats endorsing Vice President Harris in the Democratic post-primary, I guess. For Wisconsin voters, what do you see making her a good candidate for president?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, she was part of the Biden-Harris administration that got us out of COVID, that's got the economy going super strong right now for people. And she has those accomplishments, but more importantly, I mean, she on her own, you know, a former DA of a major city in California, former attorney general for California, former U.S. senator from California. She has the experience as vice president to hit the ground running. And with the value set that she and Joe Biden brought, in addition to the energy and a forward looking agenda, I mean, the contrast to Donald Trump, don't forget, people didn't like the two candidates on the debate. They thought they both were too old and out of touch. One of those candidates still exists. That's Donald Trump. And I think that contrast is exactly what we need for this country and certainly for a swing state like Wisconsin.
Why not have different candidates make their case, take it to the delegates who have been elected, have a process to sift and winnow, as we say in Wisconsin, figure out the best candidate at the convention?
There is just that. Right now, they're opening up a process. Anyone who wants to run is able to. But I think what you're seeing is just a strong coalescing around the vice president. So there is exactly that. There's, you know, there's a lot of misinformation put out by the Republicans claiming that this is something other than what it is. I just think you're finding other people are saying no. You know, in 3 or 4 weeks to the convention, we are in the best position with the current vice president. Let's do this and get it done and make sure that Donald Trump is not president. The rest is just myth and falsehoods.
Wisconsin, close state in presidential elections. 2016, Hillary Clinton loses to Donald Trump by less than 23,000 votes. 2020, Joe Biden wins by a slightly narrower margin than that. What do you want to see from this national campaign here in Wisconsin to potentially squeak out a win?
Well, keep doing what they're doing, right? Keep coming to the state and showing that it's a priority. That is really important, showing up, right? That's like a basic life lesson. And then talking about those core, you know, kitchen table economic issues. You know, most people are trying to make sure they can afford their rent or mortgage. They have health insurance for their family. They can maybe take a family vacation. You know, those are the core issues that people want to talk about in states like Wisconsin. And I think those core economic issues have been at the center of what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been talking about. So having her continue to do that, show up, I think that's the very strongest we can do in, as you know, a very, very purple state. I doubt anyone is going to have the name landslide in front of their name post the November election in Wisconsin.
Kamala Harris, first woman to serve as vice president in the United States, would be the first woman to be president. Do you see a role of gender in this campaign, for better or worse, as the next few months go on?
Well, I mean, I think absolutely. This country, the elected officials should represent the country. A majority of the country are women, for one, and we've never had a female president. That just stands out. I think, though, what's reprehensible is watching Republicans, especially here in Congress, using this terrible, she's a diversity, equity, and inclusion hire. She's a former DA of a major city, a former attorney general, former U.S. senator, and the current vice president. That is a serious resume. And for the racism that Republicans are using right now on this, shame on them. And I hope it backfires. I believe in the people of Wisconsin, that they're not going to fall for that kind of misinformation. And, I really think that their desperation is showing. I mean, I can't wait till she debates Donald Trump. To say that she will chew him up and spit him out is only saying it very lightly. And that's why he's right now maybe afraid to debate. Look, we have a totally qualified person running. And whether it's because she's a woman, whether it's because she's a senator, whether it's because she's a former attorney general, whatever reason, she is eminently qualified to be president of the United States.
You mentioned your congressional colleagues. Here's one of them from the Wisconsin delegation, Representative Glenn Grothman. He told WDJT-TV in Milwaukee that Harris would be a tougher opponent to beat than Joe Biden. And he also said this.
I know there are some Democrats who don't like her. And she has the obvious weakness at the border, as well as she hasn't been the most articulate candidate so far. But apparently they feel, or a lot of Democrats feel, they have to stick with her because of her ethnic background. And so I'm sure there's some division there on that issue.
So that was to the point you made earlier, Representative Grothman saying Democrats are stuck with her, in effect, he says, because of her ethnic background.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows, again, that unfortunately a lot of Republicans are out of touch on this. I'm very confident that when you have side by side, if we can get them to be side by side, what we saw in Donald Trump in that debate, people didn't want a continuation. Look, that was like that debate was a bad black and white rerun episode, right? People didn't want a race between two people that they didn't have confidence in at that point. And now we have this new spinoff. We have a candidate that has the energy and the ability to lead us in a new direction. I think when you have that contrast, it's going to stand out. But all this other stuff that's kind of rhetoric, maybe it's just because they don't understand. Maybe it's because they're intentionally trying to mislead. But again, I trust the American people. I think we're way smarter than Republicans think they are.
Talking to Representative Mark Pocan, congressional Democrat from Wisconsin, about the change at the top of the Democratic ticket for president. Representative Pocan, we also heard there from Representative Grothman saying Vice President Harris weak on border issues. This is something we're hearing a lot from Republicans. She had been tapped as somebody who would lead some of the Biden administration border and immigration efforts. Is there a case to be made there?
This is the greatest misinformation. Today, we are voting on something condemning her as the border czar. One, she was never there's no border czar title, right? This is complete misinformation. What she was assigned to do, and she's done quite well, is address the root cause of why people are coming here, specifically three countries where we are seeing the greatest migration. And she got a bunch of private capital to go back to those countries to help people have jobs so they don't have to leave. And she has succeeded on that. And the migration from those three countries is down. So what she actually was assigned to, she did quite well. Look, the border has been a problem for Democratic and Republican presidents going back probably a couple decades, and Congress needs to act. We tried to this fall. There was a bipartisan bill in the Senate. Donald Trump said, no, don't pass it. I want this as an election issue. And the Republicans refused to pass a bill that would have had extra protections at the borders. They've shown their disingenuousness on this. Let's just remember they're having a bit of a problem telling the truth when it comes to policy in the border.
President Biden spoke last night from the Oval Office explaining his decision to leave the race. Your thoughts on what we heard from the president?
We owe him a debt of gratitude. It's unfortunate that he got to be president very late in life. And, the first 2 years when he had a Democratic Congress and Senate, we did four of the biggest bills I've ever seen in my time in Congress, all done in a 2-year period. He has a tremendously successful presidency. Unfortunately, the perception was that he was too old and that he had slowed down. And because of that, he wasn't doing well in the polls. We had two older Americans running, he and Donald Trump, but that was the perception that was out there. The president recognized that. He put his country above his own ambition, which in Washington is almost non-existent, and did the right thing. And, I have nothing but respect for Joe Biden. And now we have an opportunity to have the debate be about issues in the future of the country, not lost on what, some people were talking about the president's age.
A lot of talk about a potential running mate for a likely Kamala Harris presidential campaign. What are you looking for in a running mate?
I just want someone that can talk to the upper Midwest. I still think Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania are key to whoever's the next president, and talk about those, as I said, kitchen table economic issues that real people talk about, and you'll do well. So a number of the names that have been presented, I think, would be excellent and do just that. And then, of course, show up. Make it so that we have to question whether or not you're a resident of Wisconsin for tax purposes because you're showing up so often. That is a successful way of campaigning in our state, and that's my recommendations.
Briefly, in a statement, you called on former President Donald Trump to drop out of the race for Republicans to pressure him. Really, or are you just kind of trolling there?
I think that they should have to look at, that debate, right? All the polling said people didn't like either candidate. There's even a category called double haters that I've never heard before. They didn't like either candidate that was polling, unfortunately, very highly. He still exists. He is still the same Donald Trump. He is still would be the oldest president ever to serve. And I would say the most out of touch president as well. So I think, at some point, they have to have a question, because I think you're going to see Kamala Harris keep going up in the polls. I've seen some really great momentum already just since the announcement of her trying to get the nomination. So, I'm sure they're having a lot of meetings right now. And the fact that Donald Trump is starting to say he may not debate just tells you how afraid they really are.
Representative Pocan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Mark Pocan, Democratic congressional representative from Wisconsin's 2nd District.